We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over everything.
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, mother.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here. Damn it.
You know that's right.
Right. We are here. How y'all feel?
Why you talking like that?
I'm tired as hell. Just woke up. Ain't even brushed my teeth yet. Sitting
gracious.
Here with some. Never mind. Yeah. I don't want to get you excited.
No, don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to get you excited. I wasn't going to tell you.
No.
Now you want to know, don't you? Now you want to know because I wouldn't tell you.
No, I'll pass.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Danny Lay will be joining us this morning.
Oh, yes. She has an EP out today.
What's it called?
My Side, yes. It's an EP. The album starts off with Dead to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a song she had previewed on Instagram. So she's telling her side of everything. And I guess afterwards she said, this is it.
Okay. So we're going to be kicking with her in a little bit. And what you guys doing this weekend? Anything?
Working.
Charlamagne?
Yeah. You know, tomorrow, I'm part of the United Justice Coalition. And tomorrow they have a summit. In New York City. And you know, United Justice Coalition is an organization of a bunch of, you know, great thought leaders that, you know, come together to raise awareness around a lot of different, you know, key justice issues and criminal justice reform, social justice issues and criminal justice reform. And they have a summit in New York tomorrow that I'll be speaking on a panel. I got a mental health panel I put together with myself and Dr. Alfie Breland Noble and Shaka Sinkor and Attorney General Letice James. just to name a few. So, yes, I'll be doing that sometime tomorrow. I forgot what time it is. But then I'm going to see, I got to go see Kevin Hart and Chris Rock. Kevin Hart and Chris Rock, you know, they on tour.
That's right. They, so when are they performing, Sunday or Saturday?
Tonight, if I'm not mistaken, they're in New Jersey. Tomorrow, they're in New York.
Okay.
They're at the Garden tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to catch them out of town because I'm heading to Houston for Trey Day.
You know,
Trey Weekend, I should call it, where he just does a bunch of things for Houston, whether it's backpack giveaways, he does carnivals, all different types of things. So I'm going down there to support Trey.
Remember when we went together?
We went a couple times. Didn't we go like 2-3 times to Trey?
Yes, indeed.
So shout out to Trey the Truth.
And I want to shout out to my business partner in Coffee Uplifts People. He and his wife had a baby, their first together.
Oh, congrats.
Yes. So shout out to Tony and Jen and their little baby girl journey.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, the first polio case has been reported in the United States. It's been nearly a decade since this has been detected.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, we got some new music. Here's Megan Thee Stallion.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
In future is called... what? What's that say?
Pressurelicious.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. That was new Megan Thee Stallion featuring Future. Pressurelicious.
Pressurelicious.
All right. Well, let's get into some front page news. What we start with, Yee?
Well, President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID. This is the first time he's had it that he knows of.
Mm-hmm.
And he did say he has very mild symptoms. Here he is with a statement.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern. And keep the faith. It's
going to
be okay.
All right. So if anybody was concerned, he's fine.
Say keep the faith.
I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I love a good one. Did they announce Joe Biden had COVID to avoid the questions about Joe Biden saying he got cancer?
Yes.
Because he did say he had cancer the other day.
And that's what I thought. I thought maybe they did that just to quiet him down for at least 5 to 7 days.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. That's what I'm concerned about, President Biden. Can we discuss that? Why did you say that?
Well, you won't. In 5 days, we'll forget all about it.
So will he.
I mean, I thought he did previously have skin cancer, no?
Now he made it seem like he has now.
Oh.
In that speech.
Okay. All right, now the first case of polio reported in the United States in nearly a decade was detected in New York State in Rockland County, according to the State Health Department. They said that sequencing determined that the newly detected case is an instance of vaccine-derived polio. So the oral polio vaccine contains a weakened version of the virus that can be excreted in stool and transmitted. So they're saying that because the vaccine has not been administered in the U.S. since 2000, the virus may have originated somewhere outside the U.S. They said the polio patient is a young adult whose symptoms began a month ago. And they're no longer contagious, but that person has suffered some paralysis. They don't know whether or not that paralysis will be permanent.
They got the vaccine. They've been had the vaccine for polio, though, right?
Yeah, but they don't give it out anymore. They haven't given it out in the U.S. since 2000.
Well, they better dust it off. Better find it wherever it's at and unearth it.
So they said that the person who did contract polio was through exposure to someone who was inoculated with the vaccine. So that's how this person got it, from somebody else who had gotten a vaccine from outside of the United States.
Yeah, just keep your goddamn mask on, okay? You got polio back out here in these streets. You got monkeypox. You got COVID. Oh, Lord have mercy. Whatever Joe Biden said he had previously.
Since you brought up monkeypox, the spread of monkeypox in the United States could represent the dawn of a new STD, though some health officials say that the virus that causes it, those bumps might be contained before it gets firmly established. They don't agree, according to experts, on the likely path of the disease. Some fear that it's becoming so widespread that it's on the verge of becoming an STD like gonorrhea, herpes, and HIV, but nobody's really sure. Some people are saying that testing and vaccines can still stop the outbreak from taking root. So far, there's been more than 2,400 cases reported as part of an international outbreak that all started 2 months ago. So in the United States, 2,400 cases have been reported thus far. They're not sure how fast the virus has spread. They have only limited information about people who have been diagnosed, and they don't know how many infected people might be spreading it unknowingly.
Man, is it an STD or not?
They're saying it could turn into a new STD.
Turn into an STD? How do you evolve into an STD? Like Dr. Fauci said that, you know, most people with monkeypox, and this is his words, are men that have sex with men. But then they turn around and say it's not an STD. So if it's not an STD, what's the point of saying that? If it's like, that makes no sense.
Well, it spreads mainly through skin-to-skin contact. It can also be transmitted with linens, and if you use the same sheets of somebody with monkeypox, or you're in the same place and whatever. So it's been moving through the population like a STD, but they're saying it can spread other ways as well. So
what happened to the flu?
Man, shut up, man.
I don't think it's flu season right now, is it?
Poor flu. All right.
What happened to the common cold? What happened to allergies? You can't even cough nowadays without people ducking.
That's right.
All right.
You let one cough go or sneeze, people think you got the vid.
And FYI, the Mega Millions jackpot is now $660 million. Just putting that out there.
Oh, I'm going to play that today. All right.
Now, I usually play at my $10. I played $10. I played $20 on Wednesday. So I got to go play. No, Tuesday, because it was Tuesday. So I got to play $20 again today.
So look, if you take that $660 million prize and you want the cash option, you know how much that breaks down to?
It's like $400 million.
$300-something.
$376.9 million.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Been daydreaming about this a long time.
That is your front page news. Now, the bodega down the block, they do Lotto, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm about to go get Lotto in a second. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
I hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. Peace and blessings. How you guys doing? Charlamagne.
Sean Stone. Peace, King.
Hey.
How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling blessed, man, to be alive. Thank God. You know what I mean?
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
Yeah, that disease, man, monkeypox. It's out there, huh?
Yes, I see people talking about how painful it is.
It's crazy. I just want to say, you know.
Be careful.
No, I'm always careful, Angel. I got one girl, you know? That's it.
But it's not necessarily STD. You could get it other ways.
Yeah, I heard you were saying it could be in sheets, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very hard to keep saying it's not an STD when you got Dr. Fauci getting on TV saying it's spread the most by man-to-man sex. Like, why would you say that if it's not an STD? Yeah. And why would you say that if it's not exclusive to gay men? That makes no sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. But can I get some off my chest?
Yeah, that's the segment.
Yeah. I want to spit some, because I'll be hearing OG Robbie coming through doing this thing on Friday, and I like that, so I just want to spit something real quick.
Okay, let's hear it.
So it goes, life, full of up and down, it will twist you around, and they want to see you drown. Keep your head up, Sean, go ahead and fix your crown. They wish that upon you, it's a shame now. Give her a baby so she can't complain now. I smoke weed to mask the trauma and the pain now. Went through a divorce, it felt like that, yay. Out the ash, I resurrect, and I have to bounce back. Gritty, it was God's plan. And to the real Drake, I fight the fake Drake. I hate when people can't be themselves. They just love to impersonate. And to my 8-year-old son, Chase, everything I do, daddy, do it for you. My love is infinite. It's going to always be within you.
Peace, okay.
Y'all. Sean, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Seriously. Yeah. That's the best thing I ever heard you rap on this radio.
Thank you, man. Yo, Sean,
I really sincerely mean that.
That's
the best. That is the best thing I ever heard you rap on this radio. That's the first time I heard you rap, and you sound like you're not playing.
Thank you, sir. I'm a creator, so all I try to do is come out of poverty, Sean. Man, I work a 9-to-5, live a 9-to-5 life. You know what I mean? Just trying to support my son. That's it, baby.
All right,
yes, sir.
Well, that's a great way to start the weekend.
Thank you, Angela. And I got your jingle for you too. Next time.
Okay, we can't wait.
All right, love.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is
EB. What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Morning, Envy, man. First off, I want to fan out real quick. Tell you guys that I've listened every day for the last 3 years.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
For like crap. Shout out to Envy.
Hey, thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Peace, King.
Trying to be quiet because everybody's asleep, but I just wanted to call out and give a shout out to my wife, Miss That Sense to You on Instagram. My wife is nothing short of a real live Wonder Woman. She's amazing, man. It's our 12th anniversary today.
Happy anniversary.
I'm really excited. I appreciate it. Really excited,
brother,
to get through, man. Appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I think about calling all the time, but my wife is amazing, man. Real black queen, real black woman. She hasn't worked for anybody since she was 18 years old, and I love her so much. I just want to let her know she's everything. She's truly my better half. My wife is better than yours. If you could follow on the gram, Mrs. That Sent to You. She is simply awesome. Charlamagne, she needs a book, but she has an amazing story, but it's not my story to tell. But I need her to be willing to walk through that door. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you for letting me.
All right, King.
Enjoy your anniversary.
I'd love to hear a story.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm an openly gay woman, but to be quite honest, I think I would have come out much sooner in life if Matthew hadn't been killed.
Listen to Facing Evil on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Power 105.1.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. Good morning. How y'all feeling this morning?
OG Rob.
Oh, man. Listen, they were just talking about you.
What's going on? How's everything, y'all?
Good. Sean Stone said he can't wait to hear what you got today.
Hey, well, listen, you already know. It's bar time, baby. It's Freestyle Friday. Hashtag The Breakfast Club.
Let's go, OG Rob.
Yo, let me grab your attention for 1 second. This is a scrimmage. Bar for bar, I'm a rap chemist. They ain't like me. My cough is different. It's just facts. They 28th and Broadway, baby. I'm out of Goldman Sachs. It's all structure mixed with technique. At the bar, Clavy on the floor seats for meet and greet. Flights back and forth, visualizing a stamp count. This my life now. Without a deal, what they talking about? Without a doubt. All praise due to the Most High. I make moves, he calls shots. Simple, they fair eye. In Vegas at the Grandview, or maybe the Cosmo. To wet willies, then hit the strip for the water show. What you ain't know? Ask a few people who know better. Out of Brooklyn like a man at risk for that hump cheddar. Who do it better?
Woo!
You know what I mean?
OG Rob.
Woo! I need some OG.
Give him some, Envy. Give him some. Drop to your knee to do what you do, okay?
I got it. My Charla hits me so hard, make me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with the mind to rhyme and two hype D's.
I got me some. See, I wasn't inspired until you said that. I got some. Y'all ready?
Let's go, baby.
He/she?
Blotitious. Envy? Delicious.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. That wasn't the
rhyme. That's the whole rhyme?
Get me cautious. Love me good. Damn. And then something about wood. And being good. Is it good? I don't know.
What? You just killed LL Cool J's rhymes, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got to be more prepared next time. But, you know, it's all good, man. As always, I appreciate the Cyphers, man. You guys are the best with us, man.
Y'all
have a great weekend. Be blessed. You and your families. As always, y'all catch me on that IG, OG Rob 300. You heard?
Thank you, King.
All right, OG. All right, we got one more caller. Let me take one more. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
What's up, bro? Get it off your
chest.
Peace,
King.
Yes, I like to get it off my chest. Well, my wife, she and her friends had a girl's day weekend and whatever, and pretty much, like, she sent a decoy pic or whatever. It was a Caribbean Day Festival that happened in Atlantic City over the weekend. And a decoy pic is pretty much when somebody sends you a picture of what it looks like to distract you from what's about to happen or what's going to happen or whatever. I mean, she and her friends were dancing on each other, having fun. She's sending me multiple videos and stuff. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. So after the trip or whatever, well, during the trip, she had pocket dialed me by accident. And I had heard a guy's voice after we got finished, like, talking on the phone. So that kind of, like, f***ed me up a little bit. So I ain't gonna lie, I was eavesdropping. I was air hustling a little bit. It wasn't nothing serious. It was, you know, just a guy talking, laughing, and, like, her friends or whatever talking to him. So I'm like, all right, cool. She realized that I was on the phone. She hung up, and she hit me like, was you still on the phone? I was like, yeah, I was still on the phone. I heard God's voice laughing, giggling, whatever, whatever.
Oh, damn.
But I initially asked, like, were you with a guy or whatever? She said, oh, no. So I'm like, what? I'm like, I know I heard a guy. So then when I put it in details in the text, like, yo, I heard the guy who was on for a minute or whatever. And she was like, oh, that was my friend's cousin or whatever. But fast forward to that.
This is a long story, like, bro.
Very long. Can you get to the moral of the story?
A lot of details.
Did she sleep with the dude or not?
She ain't sleep with the dude, but the thing of it was this. Like, the thing with the dancing and stuff like that, I'm not okay with her, like, dancing with the other guys and stuff like that at the Caribbean Festival and so,
you know,
that's why I brought up.
That's interesting because, you know, that's kind of like the culture of it.
He not with
just
that,
the dancing.
Yeah, I'm not with that at all. It's like, yo, don't do anything that you wouldn't do in front of me.
Facts.
And so, like, she could do it as long as it's in front of you.
He's saying she wouldn't do that in front of him.
You wouldn't do that in front of me. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't
well,
do
look
that
at it like this, King. Look at it like this.
Y'all better
look
not go to like Carnival together.
Yeah. Envy, yeah. Would you be cool with that? Your wife going out to a flying out somewhere by herself, and, you know, she having a girl's night, and she's dancing with other guys?
No.
Have you ever seen Carnival?
Yeah, I've seen Carnival. I see people jumping off of speaker boxes and stuff like that, landing on a pom-pom. I already know about that stuff like that that happened at Caribbean Festival. But the thing is, like, we had this discussion already. She was on my side when it comes to, like, not dancing with other people and stuff like that. So I'm like, cool.
Okay.
So, I mean,
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know how we can help you, man.
No, I got some advice for him. Uh-oh. Listen, my brother. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
A lot of Caribbean men don't eat poom-poom, so if anything, she just got daggered really, really good, and I'm sure she used protection. So give her a little bit of grace,
don't tell
man.
That to him. No. You have a conversation.
Control,
you need to tell your girl or your wife, if you went to a strip club and got a lap dance, would she be okay with it? If it was a chick, you know, dancing on you, would she be okay with it? Y'all need to have that conversation. Don't think about, no man daggered your girl, bro.
Yeah, I already know that. Charlamagne on his BS today.
It's somebody cool, pepper seed. Now, what if that man, okay, he didn't dagger, but he pepper seeded in the poom poom?
Now, stop it, man. You have a good one, bro.
She do got to respect that, though. If she's that, she shouldn't.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Ricky Martin's nephew will tell you about these claims that they had a romantic relationship and allegations of harassment.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, earlier this month, people were shocked when Ricky Martin was hit with a domestic violence-related restraining order from his own nephew. According to the initial reports, allegedly, Ricky Martin was dating his own nephew for 7 months, but they broke up 2 months ago. Now, according to Ricky Martin, he immediately denied the claims. He said at the time that he would be fully vindicated and he was facing 50 years in prison if it was true. Well, those charges have been dropped.
So, already?
Mm-hmm. The accuser confirmed to the court that his decision to dismiss the matter was his alone without any outside influence or pressure. And he confirmed that he was also satisfied with his legal representation in this matter. So he asked to dismiss the case. And they said, according to reports, it was never anything more than a troubled individual making false allegations with absolutely nothing to substantiate them. Ricky Martin released a statement. Just as we had anticipated, the temporary protection order was not extended by the court. The accuser confirmed to the court that his decision to dismiss the matter was his alone. So that was his statement.
Didn't this just happen Monday? I just heard the story Monday.
Yeah, this really did just happen.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm-mm.
So Ricky Martin has said all along that this was something that was happening because his nephew was troubled and they were false allegations, and now his nephew has dropped everything.
Yeah, and the terrible thing about those, false allegations is like, the court of public opinion, has probably already convicted him. So that's something that's going to hang over his head forever because somebody is troubled.
All right. Now, Usher recently did an interview with E's Daily Pop Show, and he was asked about doing a versus. Everybody has been talking about Usher versus Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. Who would he go up against? Well, here's what he had to say.
Everyone wants to see you possibly maybe do a Versus. They talked about you doing it with Neo, Trey Songz. Chris Brown said, hey, it does make sense. So does it make sense to Usher?
There was a flyer that was put together. It's not official. No, we're not doing that. But I can appreciate what I see. No, there's no Versus. Okay. I don't think y'all ready for nothing like that. You might be ready for something like that on stage, maybe in the future. Stay tuned.
I don't know why y'all keep playing with Usher. Leave that boy alone. Usher got nuclear weapons. You hear me? Y'all don't want no problems with Usher. Y'all don't want Usher to hit that button on no damn Versus stage. Who gonna stand against Usher?
Especially with 20 songs. You know he's got 20 like bangers.
That would be great for the culture.
20, but he wouldn't even pick 20.
Come on, man. Confessions. My boo, nice and slow. You make me wanna. You got it bad.
Ooh, what about Usher versus Beyonce?
Usher versus Beyonce, 20 for 20. I got Usher.
I still got Usher, too, yeah.
That'd be a good one, though. You know that'd be a good one.
I mean, that'd be a great one, but I mean, you listen, man, Usher got nuclear weapons. You hear me? Like, it's not too many people that want to go 20 for 20 with Usher Raymond. Mm-hmm. You can play album cuts like Throwback featuring Jadakiss. You know what I mean? Bad Girl. DJ got us falling in love. Man, Usher got stop playing with Usher, man.
Yeah, Usher got love.
Beyonce
is her friend.
Got 20 bangers like that too, though.
Not the Usher joints, though.
Oh, she does. I think that'd be a great one, honestly.
I love Beyonce. I am a Pinkett Smith, Winfrey Knowles, Carter, but 20 for 20 ain't. There's not too many people standing across that stage.
I think
Usher
it would depend
right
which song you put against which in that one. For real,
I don't know. All about right. that.
I don't know about that. I think only one that can halfway is Mary and Usher.
See, that's another person with nuclear weapons. Yes. Why you want these people with nukes to go against each other like this,
that's
man?
That's the fun part of it, man.
There's going to be no world when they start throwing bombs back and forth to each other. We'd be dead in 30 minutes, all of us.
Woo. All right. Rihanna, her Fenty hair is coming. According to documents that Billboard obtained, there are two applications for Fenty hair within the United States Patent and Trademark Office. So get ready for some more things. They said that products will range from accessories like hair bands, bows, clips, ribbons, scrunchies, wigs, curlers, pins, brushes, combs, and a whole lot more. She is not playing with getting to the money. All right, and Michelle Obama has announced a new memoir, The Light We Carry. That's the follow-up for her book, Becoming. She posted, like so many of you, I spent a lot of time these past few years thinking about how to keep myself centered in a world filled with so much uncertainty. That process of reflection actually led me to start writing again. And today, I could not be more thrilled to tell you about my new book, The Light We Carry, which comes out on November 15th. So get ready for that. And you can go to MichelleObamaBooks.com if you want to learn more. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about these January 6th hearings that took place yesterday. We'll tell you what we learned from that.
All right. All right. Now, when we come back, of course, we got this joint we're going to play now. Megan Thee Stallion? Okay. Megan Thee Stallion featuring Future. It's called Pressurelicious. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is Moriarty, The Devil's Game. This original series asks, what if Sherlock Holmes was the real villain and his famous nemesis was framed? Start listening with a free 30-day Audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. No, let's get to some front page news. I'm wildin'. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's talk about these January 6th hearings. And this took place yesterday. So there were live witnesses, Sarah Matthews and Matthew Pottinger. They were talking about what Donald Trump was doing. This is what yesterday's hearings were all about. While this Capitol attack was happening, there was a lot of talk about him not acting during the 187 minutes between leaving the Ellipse and telling the mob to go home. He finally told the mob to go home. So here is, first and foremost, security officials saying that they knew, and by the way, this is all anonymous, so the voice is a little distorted, but security officials knew that there were weapons and that it was dangerous.
This security official told us that the White House was aware of multiple reports of weapons in the crowd that morning.
To be completely honest, we were all in a state of shock.
Because why?
Because it's just, one, I think the actual physical feasibility of doing it, and then also we all knew what that indicated and what that meant, that this was no longer a rally, that this was going to move to something else if he physically walked to the Capitol.
What was driving that sentiment, considering this part of it, the actual breach of the Capitol, hadn't happened yet?
The president wanted to lead tens of thousands of people to the Capitol, I think that was enough grounds for us to be alarmed. Mm. Members of the BPT tell at this time were...
Now, security officials also talked about how members of the Secret Service also were trying to evacuate Mike Pence as rioters were making their way into the building, and they were scared for their own lives.
Members of the BPT tell at this time were starting to fear for their own lives. There were a lot of, there was a lot of yelling, a lot of very personal calls over the radio. So it was disturbing. I don't like talking about it, but there were calls to say goodbye to family members, so on and so forth. It was getting, for whatever the reason was on the ground, the VP detail thought that this was about to get very ugly.
What was the response by the agents, who, Secret Service agents who were there?
I think there were discussions of reinforcements coming, but again, it was just chaos. They were just yelling. If they're screaming and saying things like say goodbye to the family, like the floor needs to know this is going to on a whole nother level soon.
All right, Sarah Matthews, who was Donald Trump's former communications director, so she worked with him. Here's what she had to say about those 187 minutes.
Ms. Matthews, how quickly could the president have gotten on camera in the press briefing room to deliver a statement to the nation?
If the president had wanted to make a statement and address the American people, he could have been on camera almost instantly. And conversely, the White House press corps has offices that are located directly behind the briefing room. And so if he had wanted to make an address from the Oval Office, we could have assembled the White House press corps probably in a matter of minutes to get them into the Oval for him to do an on-camera address.
So instead of him addressing people, he was in a private dining room off the Oval Office watching everything on TV while the mob was closing in on Vice President Mike Pence and congressional lawmakers. Now, they also played some never-before-seen video. Donald Trump was rehearsing a speech. This speech was for January 7th, where he refused to admit that the 2020 election was over and that he had lost. So these are some of those outtakes.
To those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I'm not gonna, I already said you will pay. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay? I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Mind you, this is the day after the attacks happened.
How did they get this audio?
And the rioters. Well, this is an outtake, so he's rehearsing the speech. Hmm. So they've never shown this video before. But now you can see what his thoughts were even after everything happened the day before. He still had no remorse or understanding that what he did was wrong.
You know, the news media has to stop running headlines and asking if Trump is going to get arrested for his role in the attempted coup of this country and start saying he should be arrested for his role in the attempted coup of this country. I've been telling y'all the four things that needed to be done to protect democracy, and one of those things was you have to prosecute everyone involved with the attempted coup of this country on January 6th. There's clearly enough to charge Trump, and if the DOJ does not charge Trump, democracy as we know it is dead. They didn't protect voting rights. They won't get rid of the filibuster so they can properly legislate, which means they won't expand the Supreme Court, and now they won't charge the treasonous traitors of this country who attempted a coup of it on January 6th. Come on, man.
Well, like, yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to just say yesterday's hearing was the last scheduled proceeding, but they said the work isn't over. Doors have opened, new subpoenas have been issued, and the dam has begun to break, according to Cheney. They said they have received an abundance of information since the hearings began in early June. They're going to continue collecting that evidence through August, and Congress is on recess in August, and they will reconvene in September.
Yeah, at this point, I feel like people need to be in the street demanding that the DOJ press charges on Trump. People in the media need to be demanding that the DOJ press charges on Trump and all the members of Congress who had anything to do with the attempted coup of this country. Anything less is a travesty of justice that will lead to the death of American democracy as we know it. And if they don't press charges, just know the government is all one big gang and they all in this together.
What's very significant is that these are Trump's own people now that are saying these things. So just think about it that way, too. These were people that worked for him, that have been loyal to him. He should not even be allowed. It shouldn't even be a question if he's going to run for president. That shouldn't even be on the table.
I ain't even worried. The running for president, that's whatever. He need to get arrested.
Like, yeah, that too. But I'm saying the fact that he's discussing that.
like, he needs to be arrested. Like he needs to be prosecuted. And by the way, I don't think any charges are going to be pressed because, you know, the Secret Service was asked to turn over their text messages from January 6th, but they just mysteriously deleted them from that day. That's not suspicious. Steve Bannon, his former chief advisor, you finally get him to testify and you rest the case after two witnesses. Either you got all you need in those two witnesses or you got nothing at all. But we'll see. Just once again, if they don't prosecute Donald Trump for this, the death of American democracy as we know it is upon us.
Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, Dani Leigh will be joining us. Of course, she has a new project out today, and we're going to kick it with her when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1.
Our Audible pick of the day is Moriarty, The Devil's Game. This original series asks, what if Sherlock Holmes was the real villain and his famous nemesis was framed? Start listening with a free 30-day Audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Her EP is out today. Ladies and gentlemen, Dani Leigh. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you feeling?
I feel good. How you guys
EP
feeling?
EP is out.
Yeah. Don't give us the generic answer. How you feel? What's your energy like?
No, my energy is good.
Good. I'm glad to hear
you. I was like, am I going to be nervous? I feel like last time, the very first time, like Breakfast Club, I was so nervous. But I feel better now.
I think that's natural. I think anytime you have like, there's good anxiety and bad anxiety, right? So the good anxiety is just when something means something to you, you're going to feel something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And how's the baby? How's the baby doing?
She's good.
How old is she now?
She's about to be one in August.
So how was leaving her home?
Oh, it's hard. Ooh. I like cried on the plane. Like I'd just be so like, it's a lot to get away from her to me. Cause it's just like, I work a lot. It's been really busy for me right now too. So yeah, it's a lot.
You got a good support system?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I do.
I also saw you post, what sign is the worst to date?
Right.
Let's talk about that. So you believe in
signs?
Yeah, astrology a little bit.
You know, I just feel like they're so accurate.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, so what does that mean?
We're chill. We're very like, down to do like whatever, very free spirited. I feel like that's how I am. I'm like always down to just do whatever everybody wants to do. We're very honest. Mm-hmm. We're sometimes too honest, where it's like, you didn't even need to tell me all that.
What signs do you like?
I'm compatible with Aries, fire signs. I'm a fire sign. So Leo, my baby's a Leo. Mm-hmm. Sagittariuses, we get along with each other. I think Aquarius is.
So do you ask somebody before you date them, like, well, what's your sign?
It's definitely a question. I feel like I don't even date people for real, but I'm saying like if I'm at like, yeah, it's a question I'm gonna ask and find out just to see.
So what's a hard no?
What signs do you stay away from?
Oh my Scorpio. God, guys. Scorpio? I've never talked to a Scorpio.
Personal.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yours. Okay. Right? I mean, Virgos.
What's wrong with Virgos?
Virgos, we just not compatible.
What's wrong with Virgo?
Are you a Virgo? You're not?
Yes, I am.
You are?
I am a little bit.
You know what it is? I think it's because I'm very down to do whatever. I'm like, I'm not so precise. I feel like Virgos are very like perfectionist. And I'm not a super perfectionist.
Well, we're a little sensitive. I wouldn't say perfectionist.
Plus, Virgos
sensitive.
Can't make you I heard.
Oh my God. I seen that. You're so mean. Do they always get at you
what
for this?
What did you see, Dani?
Oh my God. You know what I seen. Don't make me say it.
It's more like what she didn't see.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know the story now?
Nobody wants to hear the goddamn story again, man.
How many times has this happened?
Everybody knows.
Dani,
we don't need to hear the story, bro.
I understand.
You know, me and my wife been together since 16.
Oh my God. Beautiful. I love it.
When we were early on, I did not know how to please her. I would watch porn and I would just think it was.
We already came to get a draft that says on it.
And I was
I just brought it up so we could just move on.
You like to cut him, bro.
He said, I gotta clear my name.
So I thought it was bang, 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 bang.
No.
Now don't get it twisted.
No.
My mouth bang was good.
Your mouth?
Just my third leg wasn't too good.
No.
But we good now. That was a long time ago. We've been together 27 years.
When did you get it down?
It was 16, 17, about 25, 26.
years old?
No, years later.
Oh.
No.
25 years into a relationship?
No, yep. 10 years into the relationship.
Aw, she's so nice. She was just like, I love you. Nice. It don't matter.
She's so nice.
So, like, so what are some things that...
Thanks for joining us.
That's nice of her.
So what are some things that you can't compromise on in a relationship hilarious. Now, would you say, for yourself moving forward?
I mean, it's a lot now because I have a baby and I feel like any man that's going to be around me got to be, you know, that. So... Who knows when that time will be, but, you know.
So you don't care if you date a man, he can't give you to an orgasm, right?
What?
I'm just messing with you. I mean,
every woman wants that. Like,
just joking, Danny. No, I'm not talking about orgasm. This is triggering to me.
Okay, right? Okay. I'm sorry.
So the EP is called My Side. What made you feel like you needed to do this? Because it feels like it was a diary almost.
It was. You know, the time that I created it, which was 8 months ago, I was in that space. This was just like my side of exactly like how I felt in the moment of, you know, my past relationship.
Did you feel like you had to do it because you feel like the press hit everybody else's side and social media and you heard so many different things and it was like, nah, this is my side of what my real is or my truth is?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I didn't think too deep into it. I really just created music. I really was just in the studio feeling that way. And then once it came out to what it was, I was like, oh, this is what it is. No one's really heard me. I don't speak that much on social media. I feel like even things, like I don't super respond to things. So I was just like, it would be cool to just drop music and you can hear my side of what it is and just move past it too. You know what I mean?
Artists always say the music is therapeutic for them. All right. So was it like after you did it really feel that way? Like,
yeah, it did. And it feels like now just being able to drop it and move past it and just, it almost feels like closure. It feels like a chapter of a book where it's just like, I get to close it and move on and then not be so personal. I don't want to be super personal in my music. That's why this project was just a lot for me to even like release in general, because it was just like, you know, it's just so personal. So I was just like, okay, this is the last little chapter of it all. Let me just drop it and then move on.
Does it stop it or does it keep the story going though? Because now people want to ask me questions about certain songs.
I know, and I'm not even, honestly, it's been a hard thing. Like, I almost canceled this interview because I was like, I don't want to talk about nothing. I don't want to.
I understand.
Yeah, so it was just like a lot to even, you know. But I know how to, you know, answer. And it's not like I'm in a bad place to speak on things. I would never talk bad about nobody anyways. Like, that's not even the type of person I am. I'm not trying to have negative press around me. That's not how I like to get down. And I hate to see that type of stuff, honestly. So that's why, you know, I ended the project with a song for my baby just to like, you know, end it in a nice note and just like move on.
And see, that's gotta be confusing when somebody be like, how's the baby?
I'm serious. You know, when Abby said that at first, that was the first thing I thought.
It's gotta be a little confusing.
It's gotta be a little confusing.
I did when you said
it. I'm like, damn, Emmy already? I was like, wow, is Emmy already? I'm not gonna lie.
First question, really?
I did. For a second, I was like,
I didn't think that.
Okay.
She knew what you meant.
I was gonna ask, did you feel like you have to step away from social media? Because we followed you, right? We followed you when you first came out. I seen when you purchased your first home. I think in the DR, I think it was, right? I seen that. We seen when you stop at the gas station and do the dances and all that. Mm-hmm. But you got away from that. Was there a reason why? You just tired of people or... Because that was the fun part of Danny Lay.
Right. It was. I used to do that all the time. I felt like that was my most like viral moments. Like just my little fro and me outside dancing to one of my songs. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just like, you know, once I'm doing that, that was just the vibe I was in. And then after, you know, years, I just... changed.
I think
you know?
Also when you got pregnant, you took a step away because you didn't want to have it out there at first until you were comfortable.
Yeah, everybody's like, is she pregnant or not? And I was like, don't worry about it. I'm like, I am very much so, but I'm not going to like share it with you guys right now because I just wanted to keep something for me. But I did definitely took a break off social media. I was just, it's just a lot sometimes. Like social media be crazy. So I was just like, you know what? Let me delete the app. I actually deleted the apps because I was just like, you know, that's how you know you like almost addicted to Instagram because it's just like you go to click on Instagram. It's not even there. You're like, okay, this is good discipline.
You know? I think it's the worst thing for your mental health. I don't think none of us are designed to get that many opinions about ourselves every single day.
Right. And the place that we're in and what we do, that's all people are doing is like we post the outfit, like, does everyone like it or not? Like, it's like, mm-hmm. we're posting it for all these mm-hmm. random people in the world, but it's like, yeah, it's crazy.
All right, we got more with Danny Lay when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Danny Lay. Her EP is out today. It's called My Side. Charlamagne?
Do you ever get to enjoy the moment? Like, you know, of your career or, you know, with your child? Is just you just enjoying the moment?
It's always different. My life be so crazy. It's always bittersweet. There be crazy moments and I'm not even enjoying them because of real life is going on.
Mm.
It really just depends on the place that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I could be going through something and then great things are happening and I'm just like, damn. Also, it makes me want to appreciate everything that's happening, but it's also like, it'd be bittersweet.
You know what sucks? Some people, and I'm guilty of this too, but I love those albums that are about heartbreak.
Yeah.
Like sometimes those are the best songs, honestly. I mean,
damn, Confessions.
I mean, it's
like
true.
Usher,
think about Toni
like,
Braxton. Yeah.
Yeah,
Confessions.
Mary J. Blige, My
Amy
Life.
Yeah, some of those are the best. Like,
Because I think the best, almost like you can't really like go wrong when you write music about love. Like, because mm-hmm. everybody either loves or hates or, you know what I mean? It's always that. Like, everybody's gone through that. So. It's relatable. Yeah.
Is it actually love? Like when you look back on it, like, damn, was that love? Okay.
I had a baby, like, of mm-hmm. course.
So for the baby, your song, well, not the baby,
My baby.
To be clear.
Yeah.
So.
I think you say your baby.
I know, right? The last.
Just say your baby.
Yeah, your baby. Your baby, your child. Your child.
She's actually even featured.
Baby, so it's your baby.
Yeah.
I'm just used to saying that.
How's the baby? How's your baby? How's the little one?
It definitely is a joke. It's funny.
Yeah, it's
like, it's always a thing. I'm like, all right, guys.
So when did you write the last song? I thought that was a beautiful way, like you said, to close out the album.
Yeah.
She's featured on the song. You can hear her crying and you're talking about how she's with you for life, holding hands, like just. Mm-hmm. That so when did you write that song and did you always know this is gonna be how I close it out?
The way the project was created too, I don't know if you guys know, the project was executed by Rodney Jerkins, so like it was really cool. Like I happened to go to Orlando, I knew he was out there, so I hit him up. I was like, hey, like we should work, and I went to meet with him and he spoke to me and I was like, you don't know what just happened? Like, obviously it was a viral thing and he was just like, no, I didn't see it. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, so I kind of just explained everything and he was like, oh, you got a story to tell. And I was like, yeah. He had a whole writing camp going on with writers and all that stuff. And it was just focused on like demos and things like that. He switched it all up, had everybody like focus on me and make an EP. So it was really cool. Like we had each song, like, this is exactly what we need. We don't need that many songs, 7 songs. And yeah, we're going to end it with For Valor to, you know, make it a nice moment and just go through the phases. I feel like it starts strong mm-hmm. with Dead to Me. Then it goes into Heartbreaker, where you feel me. Cap, where I'm just, you know, more so talking my
That's the one where you're like, I'm not a side bitch. I was never.
Yeah, never. Mm-hmm. And then Call Me Out My Name, which is more heartfelt and sad and just more reflecting on, you know.
So you were completely open for this. You were completely open and just said, this is my life and this is what I'm going to sing about.
Yeah.
There was nothing that you said, well, I'm going to pull out or I'm not going to use this. You were just like, it is what it is.
I probably held back a little bit on some things just to not be so. Yeah, I actually did change a couple lyrics on some songs. Where I was like, I actually don't need to say things like that. Like, let me be a bigger person, because I don't want to,
And you even say it on one of the songs, like, you know, your child is going to hear this one day. And so you want to make sure that later, because when we do things in the moment and then later on years from now and everybody's in a better space, you're like, damn, it's still out there.
Right, That's why I was very careful with it. And I feel like I was respectful. It was just how I felt. You hear it's pure. Like, it's not me talking crazy. It's just, I was hurt. Like, you know?
I was going to ask, without talking about the incidents, everybody knows, everybody's seen. Has your family healed?
That's not true. Everybody knows. Rodney Jerkins didn't know. And I think when we say things like everybody, no, seriously, I think when we say things like everybody, it f***s with us even more. Because we think every room we walk in, that's what the person is thinking about. When they so probably big. Don't
a
even
lot,
know.
A lot of people do know. It was so big. I was just asking, has your family healed? Like, have you had a chance to sit down with mom and your brother and heal on that side, and even co-parent, where you're able to heal, where at least you can get things on the co-parent side?
I can't control everybody, so I just gotta do what I gotta do, you know? But everybody's good.
And so you have new management now? Or how is that working?
Your mom was managing one time, right?
Yeah, she was.
She quit, right?
No, she didn't.
Your mom quit.
That's just a blog.
That's
want us to get along, Mom.
I know.
So
like,
you fired. If your mom ain't quit, you fired.
I didn't fire her. No, chill out. She'll see me. She'll kill me. She'll see her. I'm fired.
So how do you have that conversation with Mom? Mom, you fired.
No.
Mom, you're dead to me. Like,
chill out. That's not what that song's about. Stop it.
Chill out.
Danny, like, stop playing.
Yeah, stop playing.
Beat up at home with my mama now. Don't play with mama now.
Don't play with mama now.
You're going too far.
No, my mom, she's a hardworking woman. She's amazing. But we just both very strong personalities. And, like, I'd rather just not fight with you. Like, we just have disagreements when it comes to music and different things. And it's just like, I don't know. I just rather you be my mommy now. I got a baby. You be her grandma. Like, I just want that family aspect. Like, I've been in this industry for so long. Like, I moved to LA when I was 16. So it's just like, I'm 27 now. So it's just, it's only been this. It's only been Hollywood. And I really want to just really enjoy real life and just family and like really get to that place where it's not industry and we're not talking about business, we're not talking about none of that. Like, and I'm always holding my family down. Like, yeah, I did it for my family always. That's what I always say. I've always done this for my family to help them, and you know, so it's still that.
What's your mama's sign?
The Virgo.
You really don't rock with Virgo?
No, stop playing. I rock with my mom.
Stop it. She loves her mom. Don't do that.
Wow.
Now, when it comes to having Velour, having your child during the pandemic, how hard was it for you to let, like, when, at what point did you say, okay, I'm going to let somebody else babysit?
Oh, my God. Who was the first person I left her with ever? It was probably my family, my mom. Yeah, for sure. I have a nanny now, but she's, like, one of my best friend's moms. So I've known her for years and years. She's a Dominican lady and, like, just, you know, I definitely trust her. She lives with me. So it's a blessing because I wouldn't be able to do everything I'm doing right now. So, but I trust her. It was going to be hard because I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm like, I can't take her everywhere. So I'm like, what am I about to do? So, you know, I prayed for that and I got it. So that was like the biggest blessing to be able to keep going.
What are some of the things you've been doing for yourself also to make sure that you're like able to work, but also being a new mom is already not easy.
No.
You know, so what are some things that you could say for all the new moms out there that might be having difficult times as well?
Yeah. If your place that you're in is negative, you got to just do it for your baby. Like, that's what I do it for. Like, sometimes I don't want to do all this stuff and work and travel and all this stuff, but it's like, okay, I know I need to get to that next step in my career so I could really just sit back too and like really give her everything that she deserves. So that's really what I do it for.
I was gonna ask, how were you after you had the baby, right? During the pandemic, did you have postpartum? Did you have to deal with it? Because you were stuck inside. So it's not like you can go out and at least experience life. Like, it was just you and the baby. So how was that?
It was good. Honestly, I liked the downtime. Like, I appreciated being able to just be with her. I was excited.
Has it been worth it thus far? Like, just everything. Like, you know, where you are in your career, your personal life. Would you say this, so far, has it been worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have probably, like, stopped or gave up maybe if it wasn't worth it and tried to do something else, you know?
What keeps you going other than your child?
I'm like, is that it? I'm just playing. I guess I love, you know, I love performing. I love dancing. I love making music. I love shooting videos. I love traveling. So it's something I love. I've been doing it forever. So sometimes I feel like I don't love it anymore. But then I remember, like, no, like, that's really like what makes me happy. And I can't see myself doing anything else. So unless it's like within the industry, maybe like tapping into fashion and like different things like that. But yeah.
All right, we got more with Danny Lay. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Danny Lay. Her EP is out today. It's called My Side. Yee.
What are those DMs looking like?
My DMs, girl?
On fire.
I mean, you know.
We don't know, Danny.
You don't know? I mean, I don't know. I've been getting some DMs, but I don't be opening DMs. I'm not worried about nobody right now. Like,
but I'm just saying, you're a little curious when you get like somebody with a blue
check. Yeah, I be looking. And I'm like, look at their page. I'm like, nah. I'm just like, you already know what you about. Like, by your page. I can just tell.
Does the man you date have to have children too?
No. It's funny because I'm like, I don't really want nobody with children. But then I also thought about it. I'm like, it would be nice to have somebody that knows how to be a dad too. Yeah, so it just gotta, you know, make sense. So.
You're like, I have not thought that far ahead yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't you have a relationship with Prince?
A friendship, not a relationship. Yeah, I mean. Because I be seeing blogs saying she used to be with Prince.
No, I didn't
and
mean
I'm like, yo,
like that. I meant like
I was 18. Stop playing.
Oh no, I didn't mean it like that. I meant
no,
like,
I
yeah, like a
yeah. I did, and he was amazing. I really like was super cool with him. I used to run his Instagram.
What?
Is Princegram. That was like my first job. And I used to post pictures and like make the captions. If you guys go look at the page, it's still up. Mm-hmm. That was me posting everything. He would just send me the pictures.
How did you meet Prince?
He found me online. Like, I used to do Vine a lot. And he used to like my vines because I guess they were like pretty funny. And I would just be like,
Prince?
Yeah.
Under Prince. Like, swear. He had another name or something, right?
Huh?
He liked them under another name or something, right?
What do you mean? Like his Instagram?
Well, yeah, he didn't have Prince. Prince wasn't liking your...
His Prince... It was called Princegram.
Oh.
Princegram.
How old were you then?
I was 18. Yeah.
Did you understand this is Prince?
Right, no. I mean, yes, of course, because I know, like, the legendary Prince, but, you know, it took a minute to really, like... Especially after he passed, too, I'm just like, dang, like, I had a song with Prince, like...
Really?
Directed a video. Yeah, directed a video for Prince, like... Yeah, it was really crazy.
So he liked your stuff, and then y'all would start communicating via DM?
Yeah, through Twitter DM. That's how we would always talk.
Gotta open so those DMs, like I said.
Right, just Twitter, though.
I miss Vine.
So random.
So when did he finally, like, pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I want you to come direct this video?
Yeah, it was, like, first, Nandy and Maya, who used to be his dancers, reached out to me through email, and they're like, Prince the artist wants you to submit a video of you dancing to his song. So I did the choreography, they like sent it to him, and he's like, okay, now he wants you to direct the video, write a treatment. I'm like, okay, so I just wrote a random treatment, and then I got on the phone with him.
Wow.
Yeah, his voice was so deep, and I was like, hello.
Like, you know how amazing that is?
You know, yeah. It was fake at first.
I was like, this is wild.
Did you ever meet him?
I did, yeah, a couple times. He flew my family out to Paisley Park. One time he like rented out a whole movie theater in LA, and like his whole band, all of us came. He went to like this like Latin restaurant in LA one time. They had dancing. I don't really know what it's called, but that was one time we met up with him. Went to Paisley Park, I think, a couple times.
I bet your mom was like, yo, you made it.
Right. Yeah,
that might have been it.
Yeah. My little sister, like, sang for him, like, because my little sister sings too, and she's mm-hmm. like a crazy singer. She sang, like, at his concert that he had at Paisley Park.
You guys are like family.
No, for real. He really looked at us like family. That's dope. Yeah.
So when he passed, how did that impact you?
It was crazy. I was in Toronto, and I like literally talked to him the day before, so I was just
really,
yeah, I was crying. Like, that was hard, because I was like, dang, like, I wanted to make it, and you would still be a part of me, co-signing me, like, mm-hmm. you know. So it was sad. It was really sad.
What was the conversation the day before?
I think it might have just been like, I swear I could look it up, probably. Can't remember. It was probably just about Instagram at that time. Like, I remember he used to send me like memes and pictures all the time. So he was a goofball. I know you guys probably mm-hmm. heard that about him.
Mm-hmm. Did he allow you know, he was not big on taking pictures.
No, he would tell everybody put their phones away for Paisley. Like, we had to put all of our phones away.
So you don't got no pictures?
No, I don't got no pictures of Prince.
Damn, so you just been lying for the last 10 years. Just giving us all these great stories.
Stop playing. Dang. I got a pic, like a guitar pic that says Prince. You know?
He signed it?
Prince. No.
Why did it say Prince? Oh,
it has it on the like imprinted.
Wow. Now I'm always intrigued by these stories, because I you know, I heard Lizzo say the same thing, and I'm like, damn, Prince was really like tapped into like
no pics. You're saying
no. Prince was really tapped into like the up and comers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. He really did love like artistry and artists and stuff. You could tell. So it was cool to even be acknowledged by Prince, because I'm like, okay.
So when you get a co-sign by somebody like Prince, why would you ever let like the opinions of social media impact you in regards to your music?
I mean, it's hard. Like, you know, I'm a person. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, if you imagine like the whole world like writing stuff about you, like that's, you got to be real tough and like mm-hmm. have thick skin for that. So, but I learned to get to that place.
Was anybody scared to be a part of this project? Because it's kind of like a diss album.
Oh my God. No.
You don't look at it as a diss album, right?
I don't look at it as a diss album.
It's your
album.
Side.
Yeah, and it's like, I almost like feel like it's for my fans as well. Because it ain't even like super on the place that I'm in anymore. Because mm-hmm. obviously that's a more darker space. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that way. Me and Jonathan are great co-parents. Like, we work, like, we're good. Like, so it's not like he's dead to me. Like, it's not really super real, but it's also like, I was so mad at that time. That's how I felt. And there's women right now at that place, too. So it's like, it's for my fans more so than for myself. But of course, it's for myself, too.
Well, let's play a record off the album. What you want to hear?
Let's play.
Which one you pick.
No, let's play the same, because I got a whole bunch of men in the room.
All the same.
And it's for you guys.
What's in that little bag right there?
Oh my God.
And I'm assuming it's expensive because you plopped it like it's huge. Like you, you put know? It down like
where
this.
Where else
are
you
going to
put it?
It right? got a D for
it's
the
like
game.
A wallet.
To be honest, I just bought it, so it literally doesn't have anything in it.
What can you fit
and
in
there?
You can't fit
it has straps and probably the receipt. Yeah.
The little mini bags are so in right now.
Shout
that's
out to
so
Diesel.
Cute.
Give me a little.
Oh, that's Diesel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. He said, like, well, it's like it's Diesel. Like, you
I don't know. She said she just bought it. I was like, y'all got to take Danny somewhere better than Canal Street. That's what I thought to myself. Like, that's what stupid. I did.
All right. Well, it's Danny Lay. We're going
to
get into this.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
song right now is the same. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chris Brown.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday, Chris Brown was trending, and I was like, why is he trending? And then it was all because of these meet and greets that he's been doing. First of all, the pictures are hilarious. He's like with his fans, and each picture looks like that's his girlfriend or something. So they're fun pictures. But some people were talking about how it's allegedly $1,000 to meet him and do that meet and greet. And some people were upset about that. Well, Young Blue tweeted out $1,000 for a lifelong memory moment ain't bad. Y'all ain't gonna have no memories when y'all get old. Only thing y'all gonna remember is paying bills. He was responding to a tweet by someone who said, LMAO, this man paid a stack for a pic with Chris Brown. Don't try to be cool now, Stan. Jump on him like that other girl.
Why shouldn't he charge for pictures, though? Especially if it's a meet and greet. Don't they pay for meet and greets?
They should. I don't see nothing wrong with it. You don't have to. You don't have to pay it. You could just watch the performance. But if you want to,
that's right.
I think some people were just saying the price was really, really high.
Personal, behind the scenes during pandemic and COVID, yeah.
But if you love Chris Brown like that and you have the money to do it.
And honestly, these pictures live in perpetuity now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're going to be existing online forever. So $100, I mean, how much is it?
$1,000.
I mean, I wouldn't pay it, but, you know, I could see why somebody would charge that much.
Yeah, when I was young, I definitely didn't have $1,000 to pay to take a picture with somebody. But, no, you know, all. If you can do it, you can do it.
But these are adults taking pictures, not no kids.
Well, it could be somebody who's younger, like in their early 20s or, you know, a teenager, 18, 19, 20, if you're a fan. And kids could take pictures, too. They don't have to be like those type of pictures. But if you're a 15-year-old fan and your parents can pay $1,000 for you to take a picture... I mean, but, I guess it just kind of means that only people with money like that.
If you could pay $1,000 for that Christian Dior shirt or that bag or them shoes or
some
them
people
sneakers,
can't.
If you can,
who the hell can pay $1,000 for that?
And there's a lot of people wear that stuff.
Aren't they paying for the meet and greet though?
Yes.
So
they're not technically paying for the picture. Are they paying for the picture and the meet and greet?
Yeah, part of a meet and greet. What a meet and greet normally is that you get to go back there, you wait online, you take a picture.
Hey man, it's worth it for the gram. It's working for your social media. At least you got somewhere to put it.
Every time
he has
a birthday.
Likes and more retweets than usual.
You can post it every birthday. Be like, happy birthday to my boy, Chris Brown.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
All right. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who knew that he was this disgusting? But one of his End of Days co-stars says she will never forgive him for something that he used to do to her that was so rude. Now, she discussed working on... End of Days with him on the I've Got News For You podcast, and Miriam Margolyes said that he was just really rude back in 1999 when they were filming. Here's what she said he would do.
Schwarzenegger didn't care for him.
What was not good about Big Arnold?
He's a bit too full of himself. I don't care for him at all. He's a Republican, which I don't like, and he was actually quite rude. He farted in my face. He did it deliberately, right in my face.
Where and when did this happen?
It was during the filming of End of Days in Los Angeles, and I was playing Satan's sister, and he was killing me, so he had me in a position where I couldn't escape, lying on the floor, and he just farted. I haven't forgiven him for it.
How can she prove he did it deliberately? You can't prove he did it deliberately. Why
well, you like, you should be embarrassed and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. If it's
we don't know if he didn't. She ain't not going to add that part, but sometimes they slip out. Me personally, I don't fart in my clothes, but my cheeks are stronger than a lot of other people's. You think he did it intentionally?
We heard.
You think he did it intentionally?
She said he did it deliberately. That was her experience.
Man,
I'm not going to tell her experience wasn't hers. She said it was on purpose.
So you think he held her down, put his ass in her face and said, from the back, and fought it?
Man, what's a little ass gas, though?
I mean, I would not want somebody to fart in my face.
My kids
hate me. I think it was an accident. She said they was acting. They was in the middle of a scene. I don't think he deliberately farted.
You never sneeze and farted by accident?
I don't fart in my clothes.
Bro,
I don't practice bad habits.
You sneezed and said ha-choo and farted before. We all have. You laughed and farted before.
Why would I say ha-choo?
Forget it.
Nobody actually says ha-choo. Nobody does. Shut up. Leave me alone.
They do, man.
Leave me alone, boy.
Yes,
Friday.
They do.
All right, and Kodak Black has been ordered to house arrest and drug testing as well. And that's all because he was pulled over for allegedly having illegally tinted windows. That's when they found the oxycodone pills, which his lawyer has since said was prescription. He paid a $75,000 bond. He was released from jail the following day. And so now he is on house arrest. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne!
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, I never thought about this, man, but I'm giving donkey today to a drugstore. You know, we always say we go into the drugstore. I don't even really be paying attention to what drugstore it is, but Walgreens needs to come to the front of the congregation because I need to have a word with them because I did not know they had this policy in place, and this policy should not be in place, but we'll discuss.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is The World's Worst Assistant by Sonia Movsesian. Learn how to become a truly unfireable employee from a real pro. Conan O'Brien's former assistant. Start listening with the free 30-day audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Charlamagne, say the game, donkey of the day, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Friday, July 22nd, goes to Walgreens as a pharmacy staff, record label, and mother effing crew. I never thought I would be doing this to Walgreens, okay? We all have shopped at Walgreens. Or do we? Because this story is making me think about this. Do we have a favorite pharmacy, or do we just say we going to the drugstore? Okay. By the way, the only time I even use the word pharmacy is when I'm in the drugstore. I never have said I'm going to the pharmacy. No, we going to the drugstore. Doesn't matter if it's a CVS, Walgreens, local drugstore in whatever city you live in. And when I get in the drugstore, two things I've historically asked for. Where do I take the pictures for my passport? And where do I pick up my prescription? Okay, and then point me in the that's when they point me in the direction of the pharmacy. So I can't sit here and say Walgreens is my favorite pharmacy because I look at drugstores the way we look at Kardashians. They all the same, okay? But this story might make you start paying attention to what drugstore you stepping in. And in fact, it might make you stop going to Walgreens altogether. Because did you know that Walgreens employees can refuse to serve you based on their religious or moral beliefs?
Hmm?
Yes, they have a policy that is designed to ensure they meet the needs of patients and customers while respecting the religious and moral beliefs of their team members. The instances are rare. However, when a team member has a moral or religious conviction about completing a transaction, they are required to refer the customer to another employee or manager on duty who will complete the transaction, which is what occurred in this instance. Okay, what instance is that? What instance? What type of transaction would cause a Walgreens employee to refuse to make a transaction with a customer based on religious or moral beliefs? Well, we couldn't find the news report, so let me tell you. According to NBC News, a pair of shoppers at a Walgreens in Wisconsin said an employee refused to sell condoms to them on religious grounds. Yes. Nathan Pence tweeted earlier this month that his partner Jess went to buy condoms because she forgot her birth control. No glove, no love. I respect the responsibility of it all. Drop on the clues bombs for people who still wear condoms. Okay. Clearly, they're not at the place where, she's going to let Nathan hit raw. So she went to the checkout and the cashier said he would not ring up the condoms because of his faith. Nathan also tweeted the couple's customer service response to Walgreens, which said the employee embarrassed her in front of other customers because of her reproductive choices, and Walgreens told NBC News that its employee's actions did not violate company policy. In fact, Walgreens said it's permitted under its policies. We have to stop this. America is too much of a melting pot with too many people into too many different things for anyone in a position of power or authority to be making decisions for the rest of us because of their moral or religious beliefs. Do you hear that, members of the Supreme Court? Huh? Do you hear that, elected officials in this country, the lawmakers? You cannot impose your religious or moral beliefs on the rest of us. What you believe is what you believe. What I believe is what I believe. And that is supposed to be the beauty of America. I don't eat pork. Okay, now it's been times that I've paid for people food and I say you can order anything you want except pork, but that's because I'm paying. you can do, you know, whatever you want, you know, with your money because it's your money. But if you're going to work at a store like Walgreens where so many different individuals with so many different ideologies coming in and out, you know, you can't refuse my money. We can't leave the decision to make transactions up to one person because of how they feel morally or religiously. Okay, so if one of your employees doesn't drink and thinks alcohol is bad, he can deny service. If an employee in the pharmacy doesn't agree with vaccines, he can deny giving them to others. If he prefers plain M&Ms over peanut M&Ms, number one, he's an absolute devil damn fool, potentially a terrorist. But number two, he can deny service to me if I decide to buy the yellow pack of one of the top three greatest candies of all time simply because he doesn't like them. Come on, Walgreens. Now, I know you say if the person denies service, they can pass it to the manager or another employee on duty, but this is ridiculous. Okay, the employees shouldn't have this kind of power in the first place because Walgreens shouldn't have this kind of policy. A public place where so many people of all races, colors, creeds, and religious backgrounds go should not have its employees being able to make decisions for the rest of us. All right, I don't believe any business should be able to refuse service on religious grounds or moral beliefs. Okay, you cannot have a business that serves the public, all groups of people, and have this policy in place. No shirts, no shoes, no Christianity, no service. Nope, that's not how this works. Please give Walgreens the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if this employee is a Christian. I was just naming a religion. But I also heard a lot of Walgreens employees on weekends work at Sesame Place.
I
don't know if that's true or not. But
shut
I heard that's what's being alleged.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051. I overheard Yee talking to a couple people up here about their sex names in the bedroom.
Oh, I know you have one.
And I heard the name Gummy. So we're
Young
asking,
Gummy.
So it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you have a pet name, a sex name in the bedroom?
Alter ego.
Young Gummy. Yeah, who the hell is Young Gummy?
Who's Young Gummy?
Well, it's Saucy Santana's nickname.
Saucy Santana's nickname is Young Gummy?
In the bedroom.
Why?
I guess for not using teeth.
I don't want to know.
You asked. Hey. I was going to let it go. You asked.
I'm about to deny Angela Yee service because of my religious and moral beliefs.
You asked a question. I answered it.
I
don't want to complete this transaction. This transaction will not be completed because of my religious and moral beliefs.
You already paid.
Young Gummy.
Jesus Christ.
What is yours, Charlamagne? Was it little man? Short guy?
I don't think I have one. I've never had a pet nickname in the bedroom, but I will sit back and enjoy listening to others this morning.
What about you?
We'll talk about it.
Okay, what's yours, he got one.
Envy?
What?
What's yours?
Give me one.
Oh.
Oh, you something else, bro.
I heard him call you cowboy.
You play with me, I play with you back. Give me one.
I'm
play
not
with
playing his with back. You. I ask you a question. I asked you.
I've heard him call you cowboy.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
800-585-1051. Do you have a pet name in the bedroom? Let's talk about it. Let's have some fun this morning. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about, let's start it the right way. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question is, do you have a pet name or sex name in the bedroom? Now, this comes from, I heard Yee talking to some people up here talking about a nickname, Young Gummy.
Yes, that was from Saucy Santana. Here's what he said on lip service.
Mom, what they call me?
Young Gummy.
So, what is your nickname, E?
I can't believe that you don't have one. All these years, Gia has never called you a nickname.
Well, Envy has been telling us a story all year long, E.
What? Watch your mouth.
I'm just saying. Whoa. You can't develop a nickname if you wasn't making it happen for a decade. Ooh. I'm just saying.
That was early on, sir. That was when we were 16 and 15. We're way past that. That was 16 years ago, sir. Leave the past in the past.
Did you get what? Well, that makes sense, though, because if you was in the league for like 20 years, right, and your first 10 years in the league, you wasn't like, you know, performing. But then after 10 years, you become an all-star. They'll give you a nickname after that.
But I wasn't in the league. I was in high school and college. I didn't make it to the league yet, sir.
Oh, okay. So once you got to the pros, you got a nickname.
Exactly.
Got you.
So, okay. Yee, what's your nickname, Yee?
Bunny.
What?
Yeah, that was when I was younger.
Don't nobody call
bunny,
you that.
Like a bunny rabbit. Because I was like an Energizer bunny. I'm serious.
All right.
Yeah, why y'all hitting? Sound like a little hate coming from y'all.
And Charlamagne, what's your nickname, Charlamagne?
I never had one. I really didn't, though. I never had one. I didn't know that was a thing.
We know.
Tater Tot.
We know.
Tater Tots are amazing, by the way.
It's okay. Probably get back in the car or something. Like, that's yours. Right. Let's go to the phone line.
His nickname was No.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, this is Trey from Savannah.
Oh, my nickname was Turtle. Well, anyway.
Turtle? Wait, bro. Slow down. That's Lori Harvey's nickname.
Whoa. I was there before Lori Harvey.
Wait, whoa.
Did they call you? Oh, wow, that was wild.
Why'd they call you Turtle? Because you were slow?
It looked like you got a shell on your back?
We're talking to Trey.
Because you were slow.
What's up, Trey?
Because he's slow and it looked like he got a shell on his back. You ever see him look like he got a shell on his back? You never noticed that?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Trey, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
What was
your day? How you talking about day used to call me Turtle?
My wife used to call me Turtle because I was so
you
slow.
You said day, bro.
It's because you were slow.
It's because I was so slow.
Was this mentally
everybody
or?
Yo, shut up, man. We're talking to Trey. Trey, good morning.
Yo, Trey said everybody loves turtles.
I like turtles.
Trey, what was your nickname, damn it?
My nickname was Motor Mouth.
Wow. Why was that?
Why did he name you that? Fast?
All right, so multiple reasons, all right? So first, I'm a talker during sex. That makes sense. I talk a lot.
Okay. I was hoping it was for another
reason.
The other
reason is exactly what your imagination does. You know, I'm going to let you have that. Because, you know, I'm going to be honest, you know, as a young person, I was insecure about my size, you know, looking at flicks and stuff. So
you mean, your
everything
penis?
I could to prevent me from using my penis.
Oh, so
that
you
is
learned
so it. Okay. So that's why small penises aren't a bad thing because usually those guys are good at other things, and that is
He learned how to do cunnilingus very well. That's what you're saying.
He was eating that like groceries.
I was insecure, but you know, I just needed to, you know, experience. I had to just have two people tell me I'm okay, so I'm good. I'm okay where I'm at.
See, that's why positive reinforcement and validation from other people is good in situations like that, because you thought you were small all this time, and then somebody told you that you're okay. You're right down
you're
there.
Decent. Yeah.
Matt, what's up, bro?
Yo, what's up, man? See, look, that's the name, Matt. That's the name. You got to say it like you said, though. She'd be like, Matt. Man,
hang up on this guy. Hang up on him.
Nope.
Have a good day, Matt.
Nobody
Bye.
Leaves you, Matt.
Jesus Christ.
That's how you do it.
Your nickname can't be your real name.
800-585-1051. What is your pet name or sex name in bed? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy and Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky, freaky Friday.
And the freaky, freaky, freaky Friday question is, what is your sex name or pet name in bed? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Snacks. How y'all doing this morning?
What up, Snacks?
That sounds like a nickname to me.
Hey, I got three reasons why they call me Snacks, too, for you. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Go.
Yes.
I'm good and bad for you. You can have me any time of the day. And I always hit the spot.
It sounds like you give yourself
Yeah, you was kind of trash, bro.
Oh, that was terrible.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, talking to Showtime, you heard?
Showtime,
you heard? We're asking, what's your nickname or pet name in bed, bro?
Showtime.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't even got a pet name, you heard?
Yeah.
We in the bedroom. Is just she out of breath after that.
You just out here giving up sexy, huh, my boy?
Yeah, you know that. You know, life is.
Yeah. Word of my dad. Okay, word of my dad. Word of my dad. You just out here giving sexy, my boy.
When I pull around, I need that same energy. Yeah.
She messing with the big blood, huh?
This is getting goofy.
Yo, I hate New York, man. Sometimes I just hate New York, man. Thank you, brother.
I'm not gonna lie, if I did have a pet name, no, I would want it to be like Mr. Make It Wetter.
Yeah. Oh, man, we gotta build it. We should have been built a wall around New York, especially Brooklyn.
Make it wetter.
He had to be from Brooklyn. That's Brooklyn all day.
Make it wetter.
Brooklyn or the Bronx? That had to be.
It's definitely Queens.
Not Queens. Hello, who's this?
Jake from Jersey, baby.
Jake from Jersey. Jake from State Farm. All right. What was your nickname in bed, bro?
Washbuckler.
What?
What?
The Washbuckler.
What's that mean?
Find out.
Say that again, Angela.
I told them to find out.
Oh, all right. Well, it's like you basically put your lady legs in an L shape, you know, one up, one down. You know, you got to use your nose, too, with the washbuckler, you know what I mean? That get them extra right there. You figure that?
Use your nose.
This sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, you hit your nose. No, you hit your nose on the little man on the boat. Just like 2-3 times.
Bro, you just saying you eat ass? What are you saying?
Who's on the boat?
The little man on the boat. The ladies part, man.
The ladies part?
The clitoris. Could you talk like an adult, sir?
We are grown. Like, yeah, this is too much code.
Like I'm 3 years old, bro. Like,
the click.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
Yeah. The click. Yeah, that's exactly what you should have did. Click on the goddamn button and hang up on his ass.
He said the little man on the boat. What? Goodness gracious. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is that I've learned that all these years I've been working with Bunny and Turtle. Okay? All right? Bunny and Turtle, good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Well, yes, you know that it's Friday. So not only is it Freaky Friday, but new music is out and we'll give you some highlights.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
That's right.
Happy Friday. Listen, man, I want to tell people to go get tickets for the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Sunday, August 28th in Brooklyn. If you want to see some of your favorite podcasts live, like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady, then this is the place that you need to be, okay? So go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival to get your tickets.
All right. Now, shout out to Trey the Truth. I'm actually heading out to Houston for Trey Day. I'm be hanging out with Trey today and tomorrow, and then I'll be back in Reading, Pennsylvania on Saturday. Just want to show some support and love to Trey the Truth and everything that he's doing for Houston and the give back and everything. So I'm going to go support the brother today.
All absolutely. Right. And I want to salute Rock Nation, too, man. Tomorrow is the first ever United Justice Coalition Summit. It's an all-day event, man. If you haven't registered, go register now at ujcsummit.com/RSVP. Doors open at 10:30. Registration is required in order to get in, man. And it's just a panel of discussions and town halls, networking, a lot of special guests. I'm leading a panel on mental health with Dr. Alfie Breland Noble and Shaka Sinkor and Attorney General Letitia James, just to name a few. So come join us tomorrow.
All right. Well, you got a positive note?
I do. The positive note is simply this. Self-sabotage is at an all-time high. So I would like to tell all self-sabotagers and potential self-sabotagers to heal so you don't push away the very people God sent to help you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256 GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.